Well, we've suddenly turned on the spigots. It's good news. We had the rain last Friday, which, of course, again, despite the severe weather, the amounts weren't all that great, but at least it was the beginning of this wetter weather pattern. We gave you the first alert about it last week that we'd squeeze in a nice weekend. Boy, we did that, huh? And then we had the soaking rains late yesterday afternoon into last night. Just about everybody did get rain. Amounts pretty much across the board of a half inch to an inch, but there were a few spots that even saw an inch and a half of rain. So that's a good soaker, and we're not done yet. More showers and thunderstorms on the way. It is very difficult to time the disturbances that are moving through the area to produce rain and storms. But for right now, it would appear the next disturbance arrives this morning with some showers and thunderstorms that'll be heavy and perhaps some strong storms, depending on how much the atmosphere can destabilize before those storms reach us. But it looks like some heavy storms. And then we should catch a break later today into this evening. As that disturbance moves away, we'll kind of get a break. And then more showers and thunderstorms return after midnight tonight and into the morning hours on Wednesday. So it would appear there are at least a couple more rounds to go, and some of those could be quite heavy, so that in the end, by the time we get to Wednesday afternoon and the rain is diminishing from west to east, everybody will have had at least an inch of rain, in some spots potentially 2 to 3 or more inches of rain. Good news. It's not the true start of our wet season, which is typically late May, early June, as we aren't quite to that point yet on this rainfall. This is frontal driven. The wet season is typically sea breeze driven. But these disturbances are again taking the low road across the southern U.S., so to speak, with the subtropical jet and bringing us some more rain and storms, kind of like the winter pattern that we had in early spring that was then interrupted for about the last 4 or 5 weeks, only to start anew now. And it's not a bad thing, as we're at the peak of our wildfire season, but it's hard for that to happen now, and we've got all this soaking rain. Again, we can dry out quickly, though, and we will turn drier by Wednesday afternoon, and then it's a hot end to the work week on Thursday and Friday. Now, realize our average high temperatures are going up just about each day now. We're up to 86 now, so 90 degrees is not a stretch this time of year by any stretch of the imagination, and we'll be up around 90 for Thursday and Friday under partly sunny skies. And a hot start to the weekend on Saturday, partly sunny, temperatures soaring to 90 to 95, but there will be an approaching cold front, and there could be showers or thunderstorms, especially near the Florida-Georgia border, as early as the late afternoon hours, and then a pretty good chance it would appear in the evening and overnight as the front crosses from west to east across the area. With any luck, we salvage Sunday afternoon, but we'll keep an eye on your weekend, of course, and keep updating it as we go through this week. From the First Alert Weather Center, as we track a wet and stormy pattern to begin this work week, we end on a dry and hot note. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.